Sometime about 700 years ago, in Belgium, there was a holy nun who is now a saint, Saint Juliana of Liège. And she had a vision of Christ. And he told her to look up, and she would see a very large moon. It was beautiful, splendid, white. But in the midst of the white moon, there was a black spot. And St. Juliana asked our Lord, "What does this mean? Why is there a spot on the moon which represents you and your church?" And our Lord said, "The reason there is a black spot is because there is no feast instituted in the church that is just for my most blessed sacrament." Now, of course, every Mass is a feast, which, of course, is of the blessed sacrament. Every Sunday, every Easter, and so forth. But he wanted a feast that would concentrate on the real presence. Of course, if you've been following the readings in your missals, which you should, and that is one of the reasons why you should have them, because there are things that are going on that you do not know. You don't understand Latin. Most people don't, unfortunately. You'll see that our Lord tells us about this most holy, most august, and wonderful sacrament, particularly in the sequence of today, the Laudation. We see the many wonderful things that are given to us. Well, anyway, we'll look at that just briefly. In the meantime, all over Europe, all kinds of miracles happen that had to do with the Blessed Sacrament. Of course, the most famous is one that you see pictured all the time, Lanciano, a little city north of Rome, in the area of Rome, but north of Rome. And then in Viterbo, there was a priest who came from Norway or Sweden, the Scandinavian countries. And he was celebrating Mass in the Basilica of St. Christina, in the crypt, where there were many altars for all the priests that came to celebrate Mass. And he was celebrating Mass in the middle of Mass, close to the consecration. He was tempted by the devil. "Who says that this is the body of Christ? How can you believe such things?" And at that moment, the priest host, the big host, began to bleed and bleed and bleed. And so the same thing, of course, at Lanciano. But many other miracles. In fact, near Fatima, there is a church of St. Stephen where the host also bled. And the blood in all these cases is still here to this day, inside a glass container that is like a monstrance. And the blood, interestingly enough, which is coagulated, as blood will do, on the feast days related to our Lord and to those churches, becomes liquid, like fresh blood that came out of somebody's veins. 10 terrible and awesome miracles. And so the Holy Father, at that time, had heard the request of St. Juliana, who went to her bishop, and the bishop went to the nuncio, and the nuncio went to the Pope. The hierarchy of the church is respected, even by our Lord. And so the Holy Father said, "You know, our Lord is trying to tell me something." So he decided to institute this feast of Corpus Christi, of the body of Christ. In the meantime, he asked the two best theologians of the church at that time, St. Bonaventure, the Franciscan doctor, and St. Thomas Aquinas, the Dominican doctor. And they were supposed to write the liturgy for today, which we are using, and give it to the Pope to see. On the way to the Papal Palace in Viterbo, St. Bonaventure prevailed upon St. Thomas, and St. Thomas upon St. Bonaventure, to let the other one see what he had written. And when St. Bonaventure saw what St. Thomas had written, he asked for his manuscript back, and he tore it to shreds. He says, what you have written is far ahead, far above that which I have written. Now that, I wish I could see it because I'm sure it's magnificent, but he thought it was not good enough compared to St. Thomas Aquinas, and so he tore it up. And so what we have today, what we're celebrating today, is that which St. Thomas Aquinas wrote. And of course, in the sequence particularly, we speak of the reality of this sacrament, the body and blood of Christ. And it reminds us, even if there's only one person receiving it, or if there are thousands of persons receiving it, it is still the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. Not that there are two bodies or two bloods, it is one. So when you receive the host in the most holy sacrament, you receive the whole Christ. The whole Christ, not as he was on the cross or in the tomb. You receive the whole Christ as he is in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father. And so I will read it all for you, but you can read for yourselves, and you should meditate. Of course, in this country, we repeat this feast on Sunday. And in many countries, today is a holy day of obligation, but not in this country for whatever reason, since the time of Leo the 13th. So today, we celebrate the original feast on this Thursday of this week, after the Feast of the Most Blessed Trinity. And we rejoice because here we can learn, we can see what this most holy sacrament of the Eucharist is and means to us and is for us. There can never be too much honor that we can pay to the Blessed Sacrament. This sacrament, which, by the way, we have only because the Blessed Mother said yes. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum, let it be done unto me according to thy word. And at that moment, the Son of God became the Son of Man, the Son of Mary. It is that same body and blood that we receive. And so Mary is connected to the Eucharist at every Mass, in every tabernacle, in every benediction. Mary is there with him. That body and blood came from her. It is the same exact DNA as hers. Let us give thanks to God and glory to him for this wonderful and magnificent sacrament of the Eucharist. Corpus et sanguis Christi. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.